The Supreme Court heard nearly 2 hours of argument over a Hawaii gun law banning guns on private property that is open to the public, such as restaurants and stores, unless the property owner allows it. 3 Maui gun owners with concealed carry permits, along with a local gun group, all of whom say they have support from President Donald Trump, challenged the law.
Hawaii's law cannot stand.
Lawyer Alan Beck of Gun Rights Advocates argued for the plaintiffs.
Second Amendment protects the right to publicly carry firearms. By banning people from carrying firearms on private property that is open to the public unless they first obtain affirmative permission, Hawaii has run roughshod over that constitutional right. The presumptive ban clearly implicates the Second Amendment. It's plain text because it regulates arms-bearing conduct. As such, the burden is on Hawaii to justify the presumptive ban with relevantly similar historical analogs reflecting a national historical tradition of firearms regulation.
Lawyer Neil Kutchell argued on behalf of Hawaii. He said the Constitution protects the right to keep and bear arms, but it does not create implied consent to bring those arms to another person's property.
In some states, it's natural to say when a homeowner invites you in, they're fine with you bringing your gun unless they say otherwise. But in others, it's pretty obvious that if you bring your gun to someone's house, you have to ask. And the same is true for stores. In some places, it's reasonable to assume guns are welcome. In others, it's pretty clear an invitation to shop is not an invitation to bring your Glock.
Chief Justice John Roberts compared the issue to the First Amendment rights of a political candidate to distribute flyers.
If I, for example, as a candidate for office, want to walk up to your door on private property and knock on the door and say, here, give me your vote, that's exercising the First Amendment right. But you say that it's different when it comes to the Second Amendment, that you can walk up. So when the candidate wants to walk up and he's carrying a gun, what exactly is the basis for the distinction? Because part of, again, what our precedents talk about in this area is that the Second Amendment has been treated as a sort of, a second-level right. And that's one area where, given this law, I don't really see the basis for the distinction.
The 6 conservative members of the court, including the Chief Justice, all seem to favor overturning Hawaii's gun law. That has implications for the states with similar laws barring guns in sensitive places, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, and California. The Supreme Court is expected to issue its opinion by this coming summer. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News, KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.